This is Diane Tang. She goes to BU.
I'm a junior.
And she's in the College of Arts and Sciences.
I'm biochemistry and molecular biology, and I'm minoring in Spanish.
Most BU students end up close to the marathon somehow, but last year, Diane was closer than most.
So I was working in the med tent with the BU Red Cross.
She got stationed in the second of two long white medical tents.
Maybe like the length of Morris Auditorium?
She was in the one closer to where the second bomb went off, right around the Prudential Center. It was also the one that didn't get evacuated until early evening. She helped take care of the runners, giving them
soup and water and Gatorade and stuff like that.
For her, last year's marathon was a day of confusion. For hours, she was in the middle of the aftermath of two bombs that exploded near the finish line, but it never really registered with her just what had happened. When the first bomb exploded, she didn't think anything of it.
Thought it was just like trucks going by. And I was like, that's strange, but whatever, because it started getting busy about that time.
At one point, she stopped and noticed what was on the TVs in the medical tent.
You know how like you see like smoke and all the cameras? I just figured it was like international news and something happened overseas. I was like, it couldn't be here, you know? Like, not today.
But then something happened.
This one volunteer that I was working with comes running in, like bawling his eyes out. And he was like, I can't handle this. Like, there was an accident in the past. He was like freaking out. And then like one of the nurses came up to me and she was like, I'm sorry, we can't have you like this right now. You have to leave. That was like really scary. That's when I started like actually paying attention to what was going on in the news. And then I found out like it was happening like literally outside. And oh, wow, like this is actually happening.
Okay. This is the point in the story where you expect things to fall apart. Other people should start freaking out and Diane should follow suit.
I really admired how calm everyone was, but everyone was very objective and they were like, okay, this is my goal. Like, I have to help as many people as I can. It was really amazing because, like, otherwise I probably would have freaked out too. Like, it's happening outside. Like, my friends are out there too, and like, what if they got hurt too? So, like, I think it was just really great how everyone reacted and like, just worked together. Just supporting each other, really. And like just saying like it's okay, like we can do it, like just ignore the fact that all this is happening and just focus on your job of helping as many people as you can and doing whatever you can do. It really says a lot about like us here.
Because she was a volunteer, she didn't help very much with the victims of the blasts.
Trying to get out of the way and like help the people that we could, but we're not licensed, you know, so we can't do as much.
She did a lot of the same stuff she did before, handing out
soup and water and Gatorade and stuff like that. They didn't want us to go near any of the people who were affected by the bomb, so they were like trying to keep us to one side of the tent so that we didn't have to see it.
It wasn't until 5 or 6 in the evening that the volunteers were finally allowed to leave the tent.
They like had like these cones set up and they were like, you have to go this way, don't look around, just keep walking straight. And so like, that's what we did.
But even then, as Diane was walking home, she said she was still having trouble registering the whole situation.
It felt very, like, surreal, you know? Because, like, I heard, like, there were bombings, and I was like, bombings? Like, oh, it must be just a precaution. But, like, it was just very strange.
Like every other student, Diane's phone was exploding with texts from people wanting to know she was safe. She lives in a tight-knit cooperative house for girls, so her housemates all wanted to make sure she was all right.
They were like, are you okay? Like, what's going on? And like, I didn't see them at first, so like, so they were all freaking out.
And when you got home, did you have like homework to do?
Yeah, tons of homework to do.
But her housemates talked her out of doing that pretty quickly.
They came to me and they were like, I know you have homework to do. Do not do it. Relax. Like, you've had a rough day. And I was like, did I have a rough day? I guess I did, but it's not like...
It just didn't register.
It just didn't register, yeah.
Did it ever register? Or did it?
It did.
But not until the president of her cooperative house sat her down and showed her what happened.
So she showed me like all the news reports and like that stuff. Afterwards, I was like, oh wow, I was in the middle of that. Like, that's really freaky. Imagine what would have happened if I just like looked out of the tent.
Still, what she took away from the whole experience was not fear.
I just admire the marathon runners like so much more and just what they represent. I'm doing it again, like I'm volunteering there again, because I was like, you know, this is so great.
For the BU Quad, I'm Jake Lucas.